D. Orlando Ledbetter. He's been with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D, how you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us on short notice. Your initial thoughts on this hiring for the Green Bay Packers. Tell us a little bit more about LaFleur.
Yeah, Matt was with the Falcons in 2015-16. Very personable guy. He's going to be a good face for the franchise. He's got Notre Dame in the background, too. He was the coordinator when the quarterback coach the year Matt Ryan was named the MVP and the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. I knew he was going to be a head coach. Everybody wanted the young offensive mind. I didn't know it was going to start happening this soon for him, but, you know, we've seen the clock move up with the Sean McVay hiring on the ramp. I think it's going to be a good hire for the Green Bay Packers. He gets a good defensive guy and try to follow the Rams model with a young guy on offense, Wade Phillips, old guy on defense, and should be able to get the Packers moving back in the right direction.
Tell me why. What happened in Atlanta that he was no longer there, D?
He wasn't fired. He left with Shanahan when he left to go to the Rams. So
okay.
He's a mover and shaker. He wasn't terminated in any way, but at that time they didn't think he was a candidate for the offensive coordinator position and went with Steve Sarkisian as the coordinator, who has since been fired.
As he should have been. Horrible. I'm sorry. Personal take on Sarkisian. Can't stand the dude. Let's talk about LaFleur a little bit more. How was his relationship? Because, again, younger dude working with Matt Ryan and how that whole relationship worked. Because I think there are probably some Packer fans going, you know, how are him and Rodgers going to get down together considering he's 39?
Yeah, Matt was kind of the buffer that first year because, you know, they changed the system. They went from Eric Coryell under Cutter to the outside zone blocking system. Had Matt running bootlegs and rollouts and being on the move, stuff he hadn't done, you know, just a shotgun guy before that. And, you know, there was some head bumping between Ryan and Shanahan, and Matt was kind of the middle person to smooth things out. And, you know, that relationship grew into a better place to where the next year Matt's the MVP and the Falcons are in the Super Bowl. So he's got people skills. He's very personable. Going to be direct and forward with his people. And, I just think the big thing will be surrounding himself with a talented staff, which shouldn't be a problem in Green Bay.
According to reports by Rob Domofsky, Adam Schefter, and apparently everybody else covering the Green Bay Packers, they're set to hire Matt LaFleur, the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator, as their next head coach. We're being joined now by D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. LaFleur was in Atlanta for a couple of years, and D. Orlando telling us all about him.
Hey, I want to ask you about because here's the thing now that they're going to hire LaFleur, you got to turn your, because you're right, he can find staff members for the offense. That's easy. You can find them anywhere, in the couch or the seat, love seat, don't matter. Defense is the problem here in Green Bay. Now, do you think they would do something like tell or indicate to him in the interview, as I heard, that maybe you should keep Pettit in place because he can do some good things and he knows the roster? Or do they say, listen, you can bring it, you can interview him, you need to go outside and get your own defensive coordinator to come in to do what you want him to do?
Well, yeah, I think it's got to be somebody he trusts. You know, Leroy, how these coaches think. It's going, yep. He's going to go to his buddies and guys he's been with and he's had relationships with. There's no relationship with Pettin. unless they make him stay with him, I would think he'd go elsewhere. You know, there's a couple good candidates out there. Greg Schiano just left Ohio State, wants to get back in the NFL.
No.
I don't think he goes right back.
Don't
to
want him. No. No.
Old Falcons coach Mike Smith is out there who, didn't do so well in Tampa. But, yeah, there's some the talented defensive coordinators out there. I don't think the coordinator has been the problem with the Packers. It's been the draft and the players. Y'all haven't, put that type of talent on that side of the ball that they were used to in the good old days when Leroy was out there.
You got a good point with that. You really do got a good point. Because that's what it's going to come down to. They got the 12th pick. You have LaFleur in place. Do you need a pass rusher? I'm sure he's going to want to look at the offensive line. They've had some problems there. I want to bring in the conversation of Aaron Rodgers. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be a big part of this? Because he's a young guy. He's 39 years old. Aaron's 35. So, I mean, these guys are going to have to make something work. I don't think it's as drama-filled as people think with Aaron Rodgers. But I think Aaron Rodgers may be concerned in the last 5 years of his deal. He wants to be able to get back to a Super Bowl, and you think Matt LaFleur can help him do that?
Yeah, I certainly do. He had some good mentors along the way, Leroy. You know, maybe the age thing is a plus that they're, you know, so close together. Maybe they could relate to, you know, life and things and being in the same, you know, age bracket for the most part. So, you know, they should be able to, you know, Matt LaFleur is definitely going to communicate his vision to Aaron. And you know, hopefully, you know, they've already talked. And it was a big part of why he got the job is that they were able to come to an agreement on their vision for the offense and how it's going to, you know, move forward in that new regime.
D, thanks for joining us last minute, man. You have a good night.
All right, no problem, Gary, Sparky, and Leroy. Take care. And
hey, we owe you, my brother. We owe you. We owe you.
Okay, no problem, Leroy. I'm working for you. Got to get you into the hall.
I appreciate it, my brother.
That was D. Orlando Ledbetter. You can find him at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Find him on Twitter at D. Orlando, capital L-E-D. Joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Have our intern